Hi, this is Lexi
and Sid
of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here. Let me tell you about my friends at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. Hey, swing by and visit them Tuesday through Saturday for a nice glass of wine, whiskey, or local craft beer. And they have great live music happening this week on Tuesday, September 11th. I'll be out there hosting my monthly show, my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase. That's a 7 o'clock start, $5 at the door. And this month, I'm bringing along my good friends Emily Wallace, Kevin Babb, and Joshua Aker. So do not miss that show. It's a real good time out there. And on Thursday, September 13th, Phil and Carson of the Scandaleros. Friday, September 14th, John Bonham and Friends. And on Saturday, September 15th, Cherokee Moon. So find all this information and more at nakedvine.net. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get involved with everything happening at Naked Vine. So thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like a, it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We are Carmen Dealer, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, Shane Pressel here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with Karma Dealer. Welcome to the show, guys.
What's up, man?
Yeah, man, I'm very excited to be here today. We got a bunch of new tunes coming out, we got the new record, we got a big release party, a lot of things happening for Karma Dealer. So thanks again for doing the show today, guys.
Thanks for having us. Sure.
Thanks for having us.
You guys want to properly introduce yourself for everybody?
Start. I'm Mitch Davis, play lead guitar.
I am Charlie Bean. I play drums and percussion.
I'm Dave Jackson. I sing some vocals and I also play some bass.
Stephen Harris, guitar and vocals.
Yeah, man. Like I said, we've got the debut record. It'll be coming out here soon. You'll big release party on September 15th. So we're going to talk a lot about that and get some new songs out here, kind of give you a little preview before you can buy it and all that. And
it's volume one of several.
Yeah. Is there official name for the record?
Yeah, that's volume it. One.
Okay, just volume one.
Right? Regular volume one.
Of the box.
So creative, right? Okay. Of the box. Like
that. like I said, September 15th, the release party. You guys throwing down over at Blueberry Hill in the Duck Room down there. Bringing along our friends Divide the Empire of Wolves and Whiskey and Armenta. And that's a $10 ticket. And you guys have tickets available, so reach out to any of your favorite band member, or you can head over to, I think, what, Ticketmaster?
Yeah, you can get there too. Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll grab some tickets, come out and party with us. But let's talk about this record. This is it's all recorded with Matt Amelong, right?
We actually recorded at Firebrand.
Oh, Firebrand, okay.
And Matt is the guy who mixed it down for us and...
Ryan Schaefer is the one that he tracked it.
Right on. Firebrand. Yeah. It sounds awesome. I loved it, man. I was like, you guys gave me an advanced copy to give a preview, and sounds awesome, man. Like I said, I really dig it. Hangman is the current single out there. We have the music video for it all, too, and so everybody's kind of, that one's got to been out for a little bit, and everybody's got to hear that, but the rest of the stuff, I mean, like, you know, I like that the way you guys structured it too, that there's actually like room for some guitar solos and different stuff. I mean, like, it's kind of a lot of rock music's kind of gotten away from the guitar solos. You know, it seems
such a shame.
Yeah. It's kind of our goal. Right. We're bringing back rock and roll.
To me, guitar solos are rock, man. That's the dirty guitar rock. Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course.
I agree. I suck at lead.
Yeah. How do you rock without a solo, man?
Yeah.
Right.
It's America.
See, Mitch is pretty humble. If I was a lead guitar player, I'd probably be running around out in the crowd. I ain't gonna lie.
Swinging my dick.
Flopping it out there.
So you guys had a good time at Firebrand recording this?
Yeah. Watch out for the killer dog, though.
Oh, yeah?
If you bring pizza, he will eat all of it or eat your hand trying to eat it.
Mitch had one like he's getting ready to take a bite and the dog...
Right out of his hand, full piece.
Right.
Those are fighting words, man.
Ah, he's a wild dog.
He likes to fight.
Yeah.
It's definitely a great experience, though.
Yeah, really, I love
real professional, it. Real everything. He worked with us, everything we wanted him to do, and we just we got everything done. I mean, you heard it. Sounds great.
Yeah. For sure, man. Yeah.
Brian's such an easygoing dude. He really is.
Yeah, he's really good to work with.
Nice. And I like too with your guys' sound that with Dave and Stefan like splitting vocals, like it offers a lot of variety in it too. Like, so I think that was fun too, like getting to hear both sides of both you guys sing and lead on some of the stuff, and then some of the like harmony and chorus stuff that you guys had it layered in there and things too. Mm-hmm. Some sing-along kind of parts. And
if you get tired of like my lower end voice, you can always just listen to Dave songs, right? Because now something might get monotonous, you never know, and then bam.
For sure. So. But yeah, this sounds awesome. Like I said, Hangman is out right now. We got the video you guys shot with Freddie, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Freddie's a man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a good friend of the show, but yeah, super talented guy, and been doing some beautiful work all around town and the world now, man. He's all over the place.
He got a good drive.
Yeah.
Like he was also great. We've been really blessed to be able to work with such great people, like every step of the way, with the music video, with recording the music, all the podcasts that we've done, like just everything's been great.
Damn, man. What, that was all shot here around town. I noticed, recognized a couple of spots.
Actually sitting in one of them, the actual party scene was in the basement here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right when we moved in here too, so all the neighbors saw us move in, they're like, oh, okay, another quiet couple, and then a week later we're shooting a music video and carrying speakers in and
blow up dolls.
It was hilarious. yes, blow up dolls. Old Judy, big booty Judy.
Yeah, I think we started out at the Rock House the beginning of the video.
Did a lot of run in the parking lot and stuff. Mm-hmm.
What, who are those hot chicks wrestling in the,
I got one of their numbers. It was so funny when we shot that, like, anytime someone drove by, they'd be kind of looking because they'd see, like, cameras and, like, a little group of people, and then they'd see Mitch and Stefan, and it was fucking hilarious. They start dying and whistling, and they whip around and U-turn and come back. And
or even the lemonade stand or Charlie's shirtless washing a car.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
The whole thing was interesting, definitely. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love the video, too, because it does show, like, the lighter side of what you guys do. I mean, it was definitely a lot more fun, you know, really goofy. You know, it's not, obviously, sometimes some of the music can be kind of more serious tone to it all, but like it's nice to have a video where you guys can just let loose and have a good time with it.
I mean, we write serious music, but that doesn't mean we're only serious all the time, you know. We want to show people, you know, our fun side too.
Yeah, man.
And we're serious about showing them our fun side.
Yeah. So yeah, click subscribe on the YouTube channel. Video's also up on the Facebook page and all that stuff, so get involved with these guys online and again, check out that video and everything else that Freddie is up to, Freddie D'Angelo. And so along with Hangman, we wanted to share another, give you another little preview. You said you guys also wanted to share Juice, right?
The D is silent.
Tell me a little bit about Juice. What do we want to share about this song, guys?
Dave's seen this one.
Tell us how we wrote this song.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty rocking song. Like, I mean, I don't know.
We wrote it 30 years ago on Coffee Kings. We say that at every show just about. It's kind of funny.
It's actually Hangman.
No, it's Hangman.
Oh, yeah. I'm confused. That is Hangman. Juice is,
No, we wrote some drums, then we wrote some guitar parts, then we wrote some bass parts, then we threw some vocals on top. It's,
About 30 years ago on some coffee cans.
Pretty standard song.
It's definitely more of one of the more raw rock songs, I think, on the EP.
We'll be right back.
I think there's a lot of energy in that song. That one too, I love, like, that's probably like one of my favorite parts in all of our songs is when we go into like the bridge on that song. And yeah, it's just like
on this one coming
up. It's one of the ones that we can, you know, live play around with a lot and add in little shit and extend it or whatever we want to do.
That guitar solo is my favorite.
Sure. Yeah, we have a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun playing that
one. That, but all of them are cool, but I'm saying
my favorite part about the song is that I sing it.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Tell it like it is, Dave.
Well, along with the release party, which, again, you don't want to miss that one. It's going to be a lot of fun. You guys also have another big show September 22nd. You guys are making your debut at the Ink Spot Block Party this year.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always one of my favorite days of the year. It's just a big
party.
Big old family reunion, man. Yeah. It's like, it's just fun to get together all the buddies and everybody's in, you know, high fives and hugs all around.
It's oh, yeah. My first year. I've never participated in
it. That's awesome, man. I mean, this is 9th annual. I think my first was the 3rd. Started in the tattoo shop parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's grown to take over the fairgrounds. And, I mean, they've had Story of the Year out there and, you know, whatever, all kinds of these Shaman's Harvest and a lot of big headliners and you know, 10,000 people out there are rocking and whatever. It's been some wild nights for sure. So that's going to be a fun one. And that's a free show with tickets. So you can reach out to these guys for a ticket to that show. Along with Karma Dealer, you'll have Inimical Drive, Steeples, Divide the Empire, Skyburnt White, Out Amongst the Masses, Common Jones, Fly Method, Outrun the Fall, Modern Gold, Hounds, Bleach, and Young Wallflower.
Every one of those bands is bad at the bone.
Yeah.
Like Hounds, even though they're low on the list for some reason, that's a badass
band. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those dudes are like good harmonies, man. Damn. All those bands are killer.
I dig those Bleach, young guys. Bleach, yeah. Yeah. Bleach, I fucking dig them,
every
man.
Every one of those bands I could say something good about all the way up to the chain.
For sure.
Of Tenority, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, they, yeah, that's what's great about it. Like, if you've never been or if you don't know anything about St. Louis music and you just showed up, like, this would be a great glimpse at what St. Louis rock music is right now.
All the
like
way around the board, yeah. Nimbleway Drive with the heavy, all the way down to, you know, this rock and roll.
Yeah, definitely, man. A little bit of something for everybody.
And Steeple is kind of like a pop.
Yeah, you got pop you got your Common Jones and Fly Method bringing some funk and rap and all that in there. So it's going to be a wide variety of sounds, but it's going to be an awesome day, man. So come on out to that party.
I'm surprised somebody
made Winfield Fairgrounds.
You know, there's like St. Louis known for pop punk and funk. So why don't they make a band called Funk and Punk? I'm really thinking about it, man.
Yeah.
We can That's my next band.
We can ready? Make, we can make that happen.
Count me out.
Count me out.
Can't make it.
Well, yeah, so like I said, some big shows. So we got the record. Are you guys going to have any other merch? We got some new shirts or anything lined up for the party?
Yeah, we do got some new shirts.
And the shirts are like that nice fit. It's like a good fit.
Yeah, we upgraded the quality.
Yeah, we got the team. And we have women's sizes now.
Yeah, we got women's fits and we got the men's kind of like
sexist.
A...
sexist.
Nope. Not
everybody sexist. Everybody might not love the tighter fit
shirts
ones.
Shirts for everybody.
They're definitely the softer type.
And they're better.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're tighter. What are they? Like
they're
softer?
They're just a softer blend.
Yeah.
And they have our sweet new logo on them.
They're not just like a, you know, generic tee that you buy from wherever.
They'll make your puny arms look nice bigger on those sleeves.
Yes. They would pump you up.
That's what I was wondering. I need something to make my arms look bigger. So.
Well, I got a couple things I'll tell you off podcast that night.
Lifting heavy things.
I was going to say, as far as merch, that's something we're going to talk about tonight, actually.
Yeah.
The next item that we're going to, maybe.
Yeah, we don't want to just put out a bunch of bullshit, just put out a bunch of bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
But stuff that actually people use or wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think merch is always kind of funny, because, like today, like, I had a conversation once with my buddy Nick, and he was like, you know, his album's like just digital, and he was like talking about getting a bunch of like just random objects and putting like a digital download code on them and stuff, like going like
sound a, like a rake.
Yeah, go like he said he like go to like a flea market and get like a, you know, basketball and a one left shoe and, you know, whatever, just like
have everything. Kind of neat,
you know, just like people buy whatever they like, you know, you put, but anyway, but like I was saying, like,
well, we know what we're doing now.
Yeah, right. But it is cool. Like I said, I always enjoy seeing what the different, getting creative, you know, different things that you can put on the merch table besides just the same old stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man. Let's talk about Anarchy. Anybody want to add anything to this tune?
Dave.
No. Boy.
Dave song.
That's another one of my songs.
Dave said his favorite thing about this song is that he sings it.
That's true. That's what I was going to say. Right now. It also starts out with bass guitar, which I also tend to like.
This is probably my favorite guitar solo to play. So we change,
good one too, damn,
we change keys throughout the solo of it, which is gives a nice layer on it.
It's a pretty sick song.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Anarchy, but like there's a couple of them on the record though too. Like the, you guys have like these intros where it kind of builds before you start singing and stuff. Like mm-hmm. all the and like I don't know. I was listening to I was just cruising the other day, listening to the radio, and like White Zombies, More Human Than a Human came on, mm-hmm. and like that whole like intro to that song, like as the builds up into the. And then, like, it's just, like, sounds awesome. And, right. and like, but, like, so it kind of reminded me of that, like, the way you guys were, like, some of the stuff that you guys right. had on there. Like, you had, like, a good, you know, like, 30, 45 seconds of just jamming before the vocals kick in and stuff. And, like, so I like that kind of stuff. Yeah. It sounded good. But like I said, bringing that rock back in there and stuff.
The radio frowns on that, but... Yeah. They can always cut it out a little bit right. as they want to.
White Zombie's fucking badass. But
they still play. They don't care about that. Yeah. They still play that, right?
Well, that's the radio, like, it was always the talk up, you know, that was the thing. Like, when you had that kind of record where it had, like, that
intro.
You know, intro like that, they sit there and talking about it the whole time until, like, and then they would try to nail it.
Right when it comes
yeah,
in. Right. Yeah.
So, but yeah, like, so, because I listen a lot of Howard Stern, and he still does it, like, whenever they play me, like, you know, the top 40 songs or whatever, they'll like goof on him and he'll play something and he'll try to do a talk up to it and stuff. And they're like, WNBC! And like all it, like just does that whole thing and it's funny. But yeah. So Anarchy, you can hear right now. Is that anything else we need to add to it?
Anything, lead singer?
There's two shows.
I mean, that song, besides what you guys already talked about, I kind of like the collaboration of our tight. It's kind of one of our tighter songs, I guess. Yeah. We got a lot of starts and stops.
We wrote some drums, and then we wrote some bass, then we wrote some guitar, then we wrote some vocals.
It's got the good bridges, you know, in there. Yeah. Like in that song too.
There's a lot.
Definitely a driver.
Yeah. Very cool. We got one more show we wanted to tell you about too, coming up, or two more, sorry. October 27th, you guys will be part of Agitate the Airwaves show out at Sonny's Bar in Overland, Missouri.
It's Halloween yep. bash, like costume party or something in it?
Yep.
Yeah. Definitely don't want to miss that. I think we're going to whip up some nice costumes.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
And November 3rd at Redfish Bluefish in St. Charles, Missouri with Divine Sorrow.
Yep.
Which and those guys, I haven't seen those guys in a while, but they rock, man. They're a fun band too. So,
yep.
They've been doing it for quite a while too. Like, but they throw down.
And then Many Color Death, they're gonna be there too.
Oh yeah, Many Color Death on that. Yeah, those I love them too.
That's gonna be. It's a pretty good lineup. At least us, it's just in those two, isn't it?
I believe so. Yeah,
Many Color Death, and I think we're open that one. The way it looks on the
That's
flyer.
A fun little bar to go hang out and drink.
Yeah. I kind of like opening it at that bar because it's one of those just get hammered bars.
It is. Yeah. I like the vibe of that bar.
So open it up.
It's like a fucking hippie mini mall over there, man. You've got like a record store, a smoke shop, a pawn store, a fucking bar that has bands in it.
Yeah, funky.
And then there's something else over there too. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's like you want it to some weird
shop. I like it. Yeah, a game shop. Yeah. It's like a video game shop.
It's like some low.
It's like
movie
a fucking 18-year-old pothead won the lottery and bought all that.
It's a perfect idea, man.
We're gonna put all of it right here, bro.
We'll never have to leave.
Yeah, we're gonna live on the roof. Tent.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the backstory of this group. I know, like I said, we kind of covered some of the stuff with the record and things, but how? When did Karma Dealer get started? It's been around.
Definitely Charlie and
yes,
Dave.
We've been playing together as a whole for a little over a year and a half now. Me and Dave were already kind of jamming and had some material that we'd been working with. And then I think Mitch hopped on with us. And
yeah, I found you guys. I found Charlie's ad on Craigslist.
Yes.
Yeah. Said, screw it. I'm not really a big Craigslist guy because it's sketchy, but... We got lucky and met up with dudes and liked it.
And worked down, huh?
Yeah.
But then at that point, we were just us three.
Yeah, we were practicing at a U-Haul and had it all soundproofed out and had TVs in it. Like a little crazy person studio.
I was posting around. I was kind of looking for alternative
Stephanie
rock.
Messaged us, seeing if we wanted a singer. And Charlie's like, do we need a singer, Dave?
It was hilarious whenever I remember messaging Stefan for like the first time, and I'd already heard you sing, and I knew you were a badass vocalist, and we're like, okay, so, you know, we definitely like you, we definitely want you to play with us, but it was like, we were in a position where we were still looking for like that rhythm guitarist who could sing, and it was like, please tell us you could play guitar, like, and that, like, I had no, like, idea if you could or not, or if, like, you were even interested in it, and then, yeah, just the first time you came out and jammed, we were all like, okay, this is what it's gonna be, this is it, you know.
I wasn't intending on playing guitar, but, because I didn't have electric guitar, I said acoustic, like, I could play guitar, but I've never played guitar in a band.
I guess you just heard us. You heard us and you thought that I was so bad that we would need a vocal.
It's like, I'm going to have to save these guys.
I knew I wanted to go into a band where I could, I had these songs sitting here and I was looking for a band for this.
No, I know.
To implement these songs. It worked out because you got a higher vocal range though.
No.
I'm glad your voice wasn't like the same range. That would not even work, you know. Yeah. But since he's got that way higher, like basically octave higher than me, that works out great. And I think the next album is going to be more harmonies, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
This one we
kind of
acclimated ourselves. You can kind of tell by the songs. Like, there's a lot of spots where we wish we'd done more harmonies.
Saving that for volume two.
Volume two, I think we're gonna really highlight some more harmonies.
That's the thing too. Like, we've spent a long time recording this. We've actually recorded it twice. Like, not by choice really, but you know, spent a lot of time with these songs. So now it's like, now that we're actually having the release, we've already got almost an entire second volume already wrote, some cover songs, you know what I mean? Some older songs that we're still playing around with, and can't wait to just keep writing and put out the next one.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to be playing half of volume two at the CD, at the volume one release.
Just that we have an hour of material for the EP. I was on 30 minutes.
It's definitely going to be a fun party.
Give me a sneak peek.
Yeah.
Sneak peek.
So you're confused. You might like one of the songs on the second album, and you buy the first album, be mad. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh shit. I'm gonna have to follow them so I get that second value.
We're only playing like a couple off the second album. The second
volume. Yeah. Three or four.
Oh yeah, I think we'll play like half of it.
Oh shit. Oh well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always interesting to hear how these bands come together. Like, I've heard Craigslist mentioned quite a few of these, and but yeah, a lot of them.
That you were Craigslist too, right?
Facebook. Mm-hmm. Facebook.
I was on like a St. Louis Music and Unite type, one of those groups. Yeah.
I think I had saw honestly just a post that you'd had up on Facebook. Okay. Any bands looking for a vocalist or something?
The rock and roll.
Rock and roll. I was like, yeah, I know this dude.
It kind of fell in place once we got together.
I just had songs that wouldn't fit in the other band, you know, so I was like, okay, these songs are going to fit here, but damn, they're a good song. I don't want to waste them.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I didn't want to do, like, Stephen Harris solo album, you know.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I mean, if I do that, it's going to be on the piano, so I'm not going to call it Stephen Harris, though. I'm just going to call it a project or something. All right. I don't know.
Well, that's what I thought was cool, too, when you stepped into this project and seeing you play guitar, because I'd only seen you just doing vocals and stuff, so, like, yeah, like you're saying, you never played guitar in a band, so like that was a little different to see that too. So
like the other band wrote for some of those songs, but they just kind of changed them a little bit. But
so
I was actually kind of the same way. I never played bass in a band before this.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's funny. I had played bass or I had sang, but I'd never done.
You played tuba though, so
that's true.
Kind of like that.
That is true.
Gonna break out some tuba for volume two.
I tried to tell them to do it on stage.
Maybe they really wanted to.
I'm really, really pumped about that.
Nobody ever wanted to.
Whenever it came down to it, and I wanted to do it. And
I'd be
wanting
to do
an oddball song. He's got
tuba.
I'm gonna do xylophone, I think.
You gonna do xylophone?
Do that one.
Xylophone, actually.
I legit. I bring a tuba though.
Play it.
My friend Cody plays with Funky Butt Brass Band.
Oh yeah.
And he plays sousaphone, but everybody calls it a tuba.
Right.
And so it's kind of become like a running joke, like, you know, like, it's not a tuba.
Does it look like a tuba? Or a smaller
tuba, but it's not.
Yeah,
a tuba.
It's a little different. Yeah.
Is it something like a baritone?
Looking
thing.
It's pretty much a tuba. I mean, like. But it's technically a sousaphone.
It's weird.
But yeah, I think it's just a little smaller. But yeah, he plays he's the bass in the band, and like it's crazy some of the bass lines he does with it playing that. Like,
I wanted to play it for a couple of shows, but then I wouldn't be able to sing the backup vocals.
They're tricky.
Yeah.
So.
So you guys each write your own song? I mean, like, you guys don't collaborate, or you guys just kind of bring your own vocals or your own lyrics in and present it to the band?
It's a mix of everything, really.
And mix it around a little bit.
Yeah.
There's been songs that we've kind of, like, wrote as a whole. We've got songs that Stefan's just brought in. We've got songs that, you know, we're still kind of, like, messing around with that are going to be songs that we'll end up all writing for. I think as far as lyrics go, I know I've wrote a couple of them. I know Stefan's wrote a few of them. Dave's wrote a couple, you know, a few of them. We all kind of like try to pull our own weight when it comes to writing and,
you know. We don't really follow
any
guidelines to what we do. If it comes out, it comes out.
Sure.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's share one more, you guys. This will be Save Me. This is another one off the EP we wanted to share with you guys. So, anything we need to add around Save Me?
It's a drug addiction song.
Yeah?
And that's pretty obvious if you listen to it. But it's not religious, though. Because some people think that, I guess. But that's why I write it. Well, I wrote that one. So, the lyrics I wrote on that one.
It's not religious. Don't get confused.
Yeah, I mean, it can be if you want it to be. I wrote it metaphorically.
It's whatever you want it to be.
I try to write metaphorically so it grasps a big audience. Because if you get, like, direct, then you're limiting yourself, in my opinion.
Not as many people connect with it.
Sure.
So, but yeah, it's definitely a drug addiction that I've lived through. And I was able to write about it, you know. So, I lived to write about it, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, came out a badass song.
Yeah.
Wrote some lyrics, wrote some guitar.
It's real, some real shit, you know.
Wrote some drums.
As you you guys are talking maybe about another video, is there do you have one in a particular song in mind? I mean, I'm thinking like something like Save Me could be
make a pretty good video
and
that'd
stuff.
That'd probably be our next one, I think, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one we've been kicking around.
We'll probably move forward with that.
Because it's going to be more of a serious one, so we're trying to make it not cliche, and it's hard.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it is a drug addiction, but we're not wanting to do the girl-guy breakup thing, I think it's our only, right?
Yeah.
we're still kind of stuck on it, but yeah, we're going to figure it out, though.
Yeah.
And make it a good video.
For sure. But yeah, man, I would love to see that. I mean, I think I don't know, like, I go into a lot about it on this show, but like, I still love a good music videos and stuff. I mean, I know we don't really have the MTV or anything like that anymore, but it's still fun to see all your friends making these videos and people are doing beautiful work. I mean, like I said, Freddie's crushing it. We got a couple of other guys in town really doing good work, and it's just fun to see this people making these songs kind of come to life like that. So it's really, really fun to see the people's different takes on it, how they make it happen. So, but yeah, get involved with Karma Dealer on your Facebook and Instagram, right?
Yep.
Instagram. We all have separate Instagram accounts as well. So,
yeah.
If you favor one of us, you can find us.
You can creep on one of us.
Yeah.
And again, we got the big release party on September 15th, Blueberry Hill, Duck Room. Again, with Divide the Empire of Wolves and Whiskey and Armenta. That's a $10 ticket for that show. Is it like 12 at the door, or are we still
doing
it?
I think so.
I think it's 12 at the door. I'm not positive. I know that if you get them, obviously, before either from us or on Ticketmaster, they are just $10.
Yeah.
So don't wait.
Yeah. You guys got some surprises and worked out for it. I mean,
for the show.
Yeah.
We got a couple things.
We definitely got to make it exciting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that kick in with you guys at all? Like, to think about the history of that room. I mean, the fact that like Chuck Berry played there every month, forever, and like all that kind of stuff. I mean, like there's a lot of great bands that played in that room, and it's like it's pretty. For me, it's like when I walk down there, it's just like there's a cool like vibe down there to that room.
Yeah,
you just
feel it.
Yeah, it's like this.
Like we love Pops, we play there so much, and it's you can't get everybody to come there. But Duck Room is a little more comfortable area because you get the hotel, you can eat upstairs, come down, watch a show. It's just more comfortable over there.
Sure.
Period. Because you're on the east side, you're limited.
Yeah.
You better be ready.
Yeah.
It's fun at Pops. They got badass sound man and all that stuff. It's huge.
It's always a good time.
We love all those people.
I'm stoked about the release playing at Blueberry Hill.
One of our big things for finding a spot for the release was to play somewhere nobody really plays that often, Because how many times have somebody went to Foo Bar or Pops and two great venues, not talking shit, but.
Yeah, they're kind of the same triad venue thing.
We just want to get somewhere different and. Yeah. A nicer, higher class place where people feel comfortable to actually come out so our family members can come out and stuff.
See, grandma would come out in walkers, you can make,
Exactly.
Grandma was.
I don't know, there's probably stairs there you'd probably hit. I'm not sure how the. Is it straight in or is it stairs? It's been a long time.
There's stairs, but there's also an elevator too. So.
Oh, cool, perfect.
Yep. So if grandma.
Maybe Justin can make it if he wants to, then. That's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I think that you guys artists have access to the elevator for the gear and all that stuff, but most of the people are in for the stairs. So.
Right.
But yeah, man, it's that's gonna be a fun night for sure. Great support, Armenta. If you haven't seen those guys, they're new young blood, and they're. They're coming on hot, man. They've got a great sound, and they're hustlers, man.
Good look.
So, yeah.
Good rock and roll.
Yep. Yep.
Good buddies with us too.
Yeah.
Good dudes.
And of Wolves and Whiskey, like those guys have been around for a while, but like they as players this particular arrangement is it's kind of a still a newer project, but they got the what's the name of that song?
I can't. Crossroads.
Yeah, Crossroads.
This one. Yeah.
Like, it's like over a million something views on YouTube. It's did really well. So check that out again. And then Divide the Empire, a couple guys that been around for a while too that throw down. They're always a lot of fun to watch. So again, just a good old rock and roll. So I guess closing it out. What's next for Karma Deal? I mean, like I said, we got some big shows. We got the release party. We got do you guys want to get on the road? I mean, is that something we want to do, or
that's definitely gonna be in the future.
Yeah.
So we got a trailer. We're just kind of trying to get a van ready. Figure out what type of van we want.
We're booked up right now into November, and we're kind of looking to shoot a music video this year still too. So we're gonna try to get all that going. Maybe try to get a little New Year's party we could play at or something. Maybe.
I'd say the easiest route would be regional.
Sure.
Tennessee, Kansas City weekend type thing first.
Yeah.
Definitely looking to start expanding though, and keep writing, just keep fucking trucking with it.
Hell yeah, man.
Mitch's dad lives in Vegas, and he's like knows everybody out there.
Yeah.
So that's.
I've got family out in California.
I can't make a decision, but I personally would love to.
Heading out west.
Yeah, my vote to go out there, man.
Hell yeah, do it on a winter run and hit the West Coast where it's nice out there.
Yeah.
Just like a week or something, you know. Even it's fine. I mean, I like to do longer, but a week's probably more realistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See what happens. See if we make an impact anywhere.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, and definitely help having the album on the merch table now and everything else. So.
And on digital outlets too.
Right. That'll be September 14th. It'll be available on all digital platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywhere you want to listen.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, again, join us at Blueberry Hill on the 15th, Inkspot Block Party on the 22nd. All these details and more can be found on the Karma Dealer Facebook page and all that, Instagram. So, thanks so much for doing the show, guys. It's been fun getting to hang out.
Been a long time coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. So, I'll see you guys very soon.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Peace.
Rock paper podcast.
Rock paper podcast.
Rock paper podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.